This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various projects worth nearly 2,600 crore rupees at Silvassa in Daman, Diu and Dadra Nagar Haveli. These include 25 projects worth 1,075 crore rupees in the Union Territory. Namo Hospital and Research Centre in Silvassa, Marwar Hospital with a capacity of 300 beds in Daman, 12 new schools and several road projects. Addressing a public gathering at Silvassa, the Prime Minister highlighted the efforts of his government to transform the Union Territory into a model state with inclusive development. He said over the years, the Union Territory has achieved a unique identity in terms of development of world-class infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education and tourism. He also commended the administration of UT for achieving saturation in many social security schemes. Highlighting various ongoing tourism projects in the region, he said the Union Territory has become one of the most popular tourist attractions in the country.
यहाँ की समृद्ध विरासत देश विदेश के पर्यटकों को यहाँ ला रहे हैं। दमन में राम सेतु, नमोपथ और टेंट सिटी के विकास से इस क्षेत्र का आकर्षण बढ़ा है और अब तो दीव जिले में केबल कार का विकास किया जा रहा है। यानी हमारा दादरा नगर हवेली और दमन दीव भारत के सबसे बेहतरीन टूरिस्ट डेस्टिनेशन में शामिल हो रहा है।
Later, the Prime Minister launched Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign in Gujarat. About 2 lakh beneficiaries in Surat received benefits under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. India and the USA are in the process of advancing discussions on a multi-sector bilateral trade agreement. Briefing the media in New Delhi today, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the US last month, both sides announced plans to negotiate a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement.
Our objective through the BTA is to strengthen and deepen India-US two-way trade across goods and services, increase market access, reduce tariff and non-tariff barriers, and deepen supply chain integration between the two countries.
On the security breach during the visit of External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar to the UK, Randhir Jaiswal said that India has conveyed its deep concern to the UK authorities. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has stressed the importance of industry-academia collaboration in preparing the next generation for AI-driven industries. Addressing a conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnaw said 240 universities across India are being equipped with AI and semiconductor design tools from many leading global players. Punjab police has busted a Babbar Khalsa International-backed terror module by arresting three of its operatives with arms and ammunition in Jalandhar today. Their arrest has revealed the international linkage of the module, which was motivating the youth to carry out anti-national activities in the state. Additional IGP Navjot Singh Mahal disclosed that module was being handled by a USA-based gangster, Gurpreet Singh. The BJP has accused the Karnataka government of engaging in appeasement politics following the dedicated budgetary allocation for minorities by the Congress regime. Briefing the media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Anil Antony hit out at the Congress over the provision of a 4% reservation for a particular minority community in public works contracts. He said the quota for this community is a deviation from Dr. Babasaheb Ambedkar's constitution. Mr. Antony asked the Congress to clarify whether minorities in the state mean only one community. A Jaguar aircraft of the Indian Air Force crashed at Ambala today. According to the Indian Air Force, the accident occurred during a routine trainee sortie due to a system malfunction. The IAF said the pilot maneuvered the aircraft away from any habitation on the ground before ejecting safely. In Women's Premier League cricket, Gujarat Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow at 7:30 this evening. Mumbai Indians defeated UP Warriors by 6 wickets at the same venue last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.